No, the scratch, the scratched, cracked, the scratched, scratch, scratched, 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 cracked. Vinyl show, yes, and this evening, what can I say? What happened to you during the day? What happened to me during the day? I don't know. When I left the place, when I left Compositor, what can I say? I got on the train, I was heading in a particular direction, and... there was a drunken woman that got on the train in front of me, and she had a kind of what looked like a some kind of juice bottle, but she really smelled like vodka. Sat opposite me, and I closed my eyes to meditate on the day, and I could just hear this.
Städtele im Haus, und du, mein Schatz, bleibst hier. Muss ich denn, zum Städtele im Haus, Städtele im Haus, und du, mein Schatz, bleibst hier. There's no strings upon this love of mine, it was always you from the start. Sei mir gut, wie du wirklich sollst, wie du wirklich sollst, cause I don't have a word.
Yeah, so that's what happened today on the train from Compositor, or Kotti, as it's known, to Wittenbergplatz. Wittenbergplatz, what can I say about that place? So there was a drunken vodka, many-issued Frau opposite me on the train, and she fell asleep. And weirdly enough, just before Hallischator, the next station, no, not the next station, that would be Prinzenstrasse, wouldn't it? Yes, you people out there. God, I know you're just trying to catch me out, aren't you? Yeah, so Hallischator, then suddenly she jumped off the train, woke up and jumped off. But I was pretty amazed how the human body can be so inebriated and yet still hold on to the beer or spirits bottle tightly.
Here we go. Why is that doing that? Three,
and down. Okay, yeah, I know. This is Radio Silence, isn't it? Radio Silence. Whoever gets to enjoy that, God knows. But you have experienced that in this particular time in life, in this particular moment. It is a live moment. You're hearing it for the first time. And I do believe that this record has got different things on both sides. So I'm going to kind of go for it. Here goes. Here goes. Yeah, so imagine yourself travelling on a train through Berlin City. It's the afternoon. No, 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 I'm not having this. That's it. Finished.
No.
I'm going to have to edit this out. Do you realise I'm going to have to spend so much time editing these stupid little bits out which don't make any sense? Oh, well, here goes, I guess. That's the way it's going to be. Here we are. a train to Wittenbergplatz. Spring 2016. Okay, it's kind of a continuous story, I guess. So that was my journey today, out of my house anyway, my first interaction with humans. And it's weird living in a big city, especially in Kreuzberg. Well, no, not especially in Kreuzberg, especially kind of in a big city, I would say, for anyone out there in all the big cities you live in. And if you live kind of in the centre, wherever the centre is, I guess it should be Mitte or middle, so anyway, this is kind of Kreuzberg sort of area after many, many moves, and it really is 24 Hoursville. And I've never been to New York or anything, but I imagine from what my friends used to tell me what it was like in the 60s anyway, that it was kind of it never stopped, and Kreuzberg really, really around Oranienstrasse doesn't seem to stop except on Sunday mornings, something like that, when people start getting up at around 11 or something, even Saturdays, actually Fridays, and every other day people start surfacing very late. But yeah, that was maybe the cure for Kreuzberg. There should be special cult t-shirts that people wear. The cure for Kreuzberg. What was I going to say? Kultberg? I don't know. Anyway. Okay, I'm in the background and I'm taking the cure off the turntable. And we're putting another record on. Jesus. Before it was all sort of random stuff. And now, before it was random, and now it's got to be sort of something I've heard of before. Okay, look, this is the Scratch Vinyl Show, and we didn't play anything before that is not in my currently in my hand. And I know they're all really well-known sort of tracks, but there is a story. There is a kind of story behind all this, and this story is gradually unfolding. I didn't know what it was before for this third show. But this one seems to be all about travel, so that justifies what I'm about to play next. And of course, when Mr. B was transfixing himself against his cross, or his star, I should say, his black star, there was this album that I didst sort out in Berlin after the said day, and I would say that this album I was very lucky to find, because those people in those record shops did tell me that it after the Black Cross headed up to or around and within, depending on your perspective, then all his albums were gone from Berlin, completely vanished. So this was the only one left. So for those aficionados out there, Christian F. Wir Kinden vom Bahnhof Zoo. And that was where I was headed today. So after Wittenberg Platz, I headed for Zoo. And let's go for Mr. B and what shall we say, ladies and gentlemen? It's got to be that one particular track, isn't it? Station to Station. Station to Station. We'll be right back.
the stuff from where dreams are over. Bending sound, lost in my circle, dredging the ocean.
There you go. That was, yeah, so traveling from Wittenberg Platz to Zoo. Zoo. That's the kind of zoo connection, Berlin. This is the station to station show. Scratch Vinyl Part 3, yes. And next I should put on something very obscure if you're not from England. But if you are brought up as a child, and this is where I was headed on this journey as a child, then as an English child in the 60s, 70s, then you would probably know this next track. Yes. Let's see. Maybe I'll go for side A. Side one, yes. Here we go. Stop it. Right, so life is like that. That was actually played on the last show, but that was kind of a I'd love to lie and say remix, but I think someone crept into this room last night and switched all the labels, because on the other album it seemed that side one was side two and side two was side one, but that wasn't the track that I wanted to play. But I thought, hey, you know, it's nostalgia, and some of you out there love this. And that was a unique kind of version of it, because I don't think the BBC Radiophonics Workshop would have approved of that. It just wouldn't have got through, would it? Wouldn't have got through. So this was the track that I really wanted to play. I meant to play, not that I wanted to. Who knows what one wants in life? So here we go. That was side one. Yeah. Why did I put that on? God knows. It should have been... This is what DJs really sound like in their minds when they're kind of doing stuff. It should have been that one. Yeah. Here goes. We'll be right back. Yeah. So you, some of us remember that stuff and others don't. But it also sounds like kind of war music. War. It sounds like war. It sounds like war. It sounds like war music. This kind of like, what were the names of those? The Eagle Has Landed, for example, this very kind of orchestral stabbing sort of music. And what else? Oh, we can't say U-Boot, can we, or Das Boot? We can't say that because that was kind of like... It was still orchestral, but it wasn't really orchestral stabbing sort of stuff. Kelly's Heroes, yeah, psychedelic sort of stuff. Anyway, next track. Get on with it. It's post-Easter now, isn't it? But this is the Scratch Vinyl Show, and this is Station to Station Show, so... ironically or absurdly, I'm allowed to play anything that has anything to do with traveling, because today was a big... Every day for the last 2 weeks has been a traveling day, and I've been on the U-Bahn and the S-Bahn and stuff every day and catching in all the many, many different kinds of people on the train on the way to where I was going. The clue being what was in the last track. Okay, right, so get on with it. Yes, I will. Here it is. These are records that I brought back from the UK, so forgive me. When I was a kid, I had these albums, but here we go. This is another track from Easter, and already I hear some of you pricking up your ears. Track 3, Side B. Remember traveling.
Oh, shall be within the context of neo-rock. We must open up our eyes and seize and rend the veil of smoke which man calls order. Pollution is a necessary result of the inability of man to reform and transform waste. Transform it, waste. The transformation of waste. Waste is perhaps the oldest preoccupation of man. Man being the chosen ally must be reconnected via shit. At all costs, inherent with us in this dream of the task of the alchemist to create from the clay of man and to recreate from the excretion of man, pure and then softened in solid gold. All must not be art. Some art we must disintegrate.
I don't remember it being like that. The ending was absolutely amazing, kind of catastrophic somehow, and symbolic of my whole day all in one on the S-Bahn and the U-Bahn heading towards that place where the little children used to do their exercises in the morning, you know, just for their father, in vast sort of groups of family groups. Yes, there you go. So that last track was Patti Smith, and if you collect the whole series, then you'll join all the jigsaws together. The Scratch Vinyl Show, and this is the station to station version, because I was either heading on a train today, as I do, or as I have been doing for the last sort of few weeks in Berlin. I start off at Görlitzer Bahnhof, which has become very kind of druggy in the last sort of 6 months, I must say. Yeah, there's kind of a whole wall of you can have whatever you want, except you can't have eternal life, because I did say to one of the guys once, who was kind of hassling me or pestering me, pesticizing me, I can get whatever you want, you know, just say whatever you want. And he unfortunately, he couldn't get me eternal life, so there's no eternal life drug. Although maybe there is, but it's not being sold at Gorlitzer Bahnhof at this moment in time. Anyway, apart from that, once you get past the barriers of dealers, then pharmaceutical dealers, I must say, in their kind of nice white uniforms and stuff like that. You have to give your insurance card, though, to get whatever you want first. Generally, or a card that gives you a kind of discount because you live on the same street as the apotheker or something like that. The Scratch Final Show. I'm on my way somewhere. I literally am on my way somewhere. And the next track should be one of those journey tracks. But I'm at a loss. Ladies and gentlemen. Actually, I was writing lazies. I was writing ladies and gentlemen down the other day, and today, in fact, not the other day. And I suddenly thought that there should be something else, not ladies and gentlemen. Hey, you know, it's not so easy, is it? Life is not so simple. It's not just like black and white. It's just, you know, there's lots of colours in between, and externally, colours that we don't even know exist as humans because we can't even see them. So, what am I saying? I do not know. The place that I was on my way to, that's what I should say, isn't it? Yeah, there was this place. You can work it out. If you get a map of Berlin, then you can find out where I went today. So I went from Gorlitzer Bahnhof to Cottbusser Tor, Kotti, and Hallischer Tor, the drunk lady, got off, and then I got to Wittenbergplatz. Then I changed at Wittenbergplatz for Sue, and that was the Bowie connection, of course, for you guys or gals or whatever outside of that Venn diagram or everything that includes the Venn diagram following this. Then got out at Zoo. And of course, there was that. There's a drug connection there with God. What am I saying? There's a connection there with maybe mind expanding substances and other substances which are not so good for you, I would say. But then nothing is good if it's not kind of middle path sort of thing. And everything is a drug, I guess. Even the coffee you had today, or the tea, or whatever you had. It all starts becoming very political, doesn't it? So, and that leads us to the next track. But this is not a vinyl track. This is just something because where I went today, this particular place for children, which educates them during the day, and this is the Methylated Spirits live in Berlin, October 2008. And the reason I say this is because Mr. Armstrong played us, prayed himself beautiful. He did today. He did. Yes, played himself, not played avec himself. Just played his most beautiful tunes, and most impressive it was for half of the prepubescent students, I would say, who were dancing around in some kind of Dionysian sort of dream, and the rest were very punk and just like, you can't make me like any music, I don't love any music. So I wanted to play this because it's, I just want to say thank you for Mr. Armstrong, care of Baron Anastas, who is the big boss there, and I mean in the I hope you love this if you're listening to this, Baron, my Greek god, I must say, who I'm very grateful to for getting me this particular job. But he, every day, he fights very valiantly against the screaming hordes of zombies, pre-zombies, in the school that I cannot say on air, but yes, incredible. So Mr. Armstrong, keeping up now. The Methylated Spirits, who's the guitarist of the Methylated Spirits, Live, and this is a track live in Berlin, October 2008. Boris the Spider. Where's play on this thing? There must be a play. There must be a play. It's all a play. Okay. You're gonna play it like that, huh? Yeah. So here we go. Methylated spirit. I could play you a methylated spirits drinker. Strangely enough, the amount of people that have liked this is 4, and the amount of listeners now is 4. So how do you play, Mr. Crazy? Mr. Crazy. Here we go. Okay. live radio. I mean, that means I can do whatever I want and I can make mistakes, okay? And that's what TV used to be like. Yeah, so that was the Methylated Spirits live in Berlin in October 2008, and that was a break from the rules. The rules of this show are it's the Scratch Vinyl show, and that was not Scratch Vinyl at all by any means of the word. That was kind of scratched bits and stuff like that. So, but you know, as I'm the head of this one business venture, I can do whatever I want, you know, so I can call it one thing and actually it can be something else. And that's what the Panama sort of shit was all about, wasn't it? Maybe, I shouldn't be political, but maybe everything is politics, and maybe the P word we should take out of everything. But I won't go on, no. At all, but I can play something else there who were pretty political in their time. Yeah, cross. Yeah, there's no trademark on their name, so crass. Yes, I don't even have to say cross or cress, which would be a kind of more healthy version of the name, maybe. Here goes. Cross. No, Cress. 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 There you go. Screaming Babies, Screaming Babies. And this is the Scratch Vinyl show. But this is the Station to Station show. With that was the connection that we've been making between this, because this was my day to day on the train from Kreuzberg to Charlottenburg, and to the place where the former sort of youth of Germany a long time ago used to do their exercises, in that kind of place where the Pope was recently, and they have like comedians and stuff like that. Anyway, I was heading towards this place. How do I sum this up? I really, really have no idea. Does one need to sum things up in life? I do not know. But yeah, so that was Stations of the Crass. Stations of the Crass. And that was the connection, the unconscious connection with Stations to Stations and Stations of the Crass. So I guess I don't have any minutes, not many minutes left. There's just one track that if I was on a desert island and had one track and everything else was scratched out on the album, so it only appeared on an album, then this would probably be the album that I would play on my 13th day of being on the island with no food and not being able to drink salty water and not one of those islands that had one of those trees on with coconuts and things like that. But I do want to say that on my way back from the school that I went to today to do my work with the Adonis, the Greek god Baron von Anastas, I would say that when he got off the train on the way back from this place, a very odd thing. Well, actually, while he was on the train, there was a couple opposite us who were signing, meaning they were deaf, and they were signing to each other really sort of loudly. If it's possible to be completely silent, but be really noisy with your hands, they were being very noisy, and I could gauge this by the guy that I was sitting opposite with, not anyone I knew, because Anastas had already got off. Keep up. There was this old guy there. Actually, it's my fault because I just brought him into the story, so I apologise for that. But there was a guy there with kind of very round glasses, being very what he was in the country that he was in. So there was this deaf couple being very tansish with their hands-ish. And then this woman got on and sat opposite us, and she was just talking to herself, you know, like those people do these days with talking on the phone, but it seemed like she was on her own, and she was talking in not a German language, I believe it might have been some kind of Scandinavian sort of brusque. She was really noisy with herself, loudly with her voice, and this deaf couple were there signing really noisily, and there was this guy looking very disapprovingly at the whole scene. And that was on the way back to actually I got off a Coppers tour because I needed to get some that would have been a perfect ending. Get a little something for the evening. From Cotty. Yeah. So this is my desert island track. Bear in mind, this is the Scratch Vinyl show. And I'm only playing this because it's Scratch Vinyl. And it is the vinyl of my childhood, okay? So that's why. Yeah, because I brought this back from England recently. And there's only a limited amount of it. Apart from the methylated spirit stuff that I played earlier, but anyway, that was that's another story. Okay.
So here goes.
Here goes. I didn't even have it on the record turntable. I'm just talking too much. Talking way, way, way too much. Okay. If I get this wrong, I reserve the opportunity to. Side. God, do any of these sides have bloody Martin Hannett and all his followers? Fractured Music, Fact 25. I guess all you people out there are suddenly sort of starting to... Right, okay, I'm going to take it straight off if it's wrong, but there's no side A and side B on this thing. God damn it. Perfect. Scratch final show. Scratch final show. Number three. Number three. Station to station. Station to station. Station to station. Station to station. Station to station.
Here are the young men who wait on their shoulders. Here are the young men who wear a baby. We knock on the doors of hell's darker chambers. Push to the limit, we drag ourselves. Watching the waves as the seas were replaying. We saw ourselves now as we never had seen. The trail of the drama, the degeneration. The sorrows we suffered have never.
Have they been? And that was decades. And Joy Division, of course, and there's a kind of connection there with our travelling show. Where have they been? And here are the young men, because I was on my way to a school. I don't mean to kind of deconstruct everything before your very eyes, like a frog in a kind of science experiment or something like that. But yeah, so did anyone get where I just come from? Did anyone get it? The journey from Kreuzberg to Charlottenburg, yeah, Olympiastadion, as it is known over here. And then from Olympiastadion, I had to wend my weary way back to Zoo Gardens. And then Wittenberg Platz, and then get off finally at Kopperstor, although I could have got off at Gorlitzer Bahnhof, because that's actually closer to the studio. But to be close to you, my dear listener, then join us next time for the Scratched final show, because this is what this was.